Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Yeah. How's your stuff in 20-degree weather? You good?
Yeah, I mean, it's not too bad. I started playing catch in the beanie, then realized that I don't have the neck dexterity to turn and try and figure out where Fitz is while I'm playing catch. I'd take that off and then my ears froze, but other than that, we're good.
You have to wake you up a little bit thrown in that weather.
I enjoy it. It's not bad. I mean, it's not for every day, but it's not a bad little mix in to get the blood flowing a little bit more, and then it's like a natural contrast. So.
Please explain your commitment as a lifestyle to wearing shorts and t-shirts.
It's a shorts and t-shirt. Like, one, I never throw in sleeves. So regardless if I'm in pants or anything like that, I never throw in sleeves. So it's always going to be a t-shirt. And then, I can't throw in sweatpants. It feels weird, and I wasn't going to go full pants. So that's just, we ended up in shorts.
So no problem getting on the mound in April when it's like...
Nah. Well, I actually enjoy pitching in the cold more because, one, you get the blood flowing a little bit in the pen, you get everything going, and two, the hitters get to sit down and get cold and then have to try and hit. So, actually, I think it's a boon for a lot of pitchers, and I think the statistics kind of prove that with how kind of slow starts in April and stuff. So,
how good are you feeling at this point in the offseason?
Good. Yeah, I've been throwing bullpens for a month and a half now, so I got a bunch of those under the belt. Started throwing everything, but yeah, it's all going well. I had a pretty normal off season as far as like my workouts and throwing program and stuff like that goes. So coming into camp, ready to go and trying to win a job.
How nice it's been just after the way the last couple were, obviously for different reasons.
Yeah. This one has been a little bit better. Obviously, 22, 23, going into the 23 season wasn't an ideal one for me. And then coming in last year, not having a job, not sure where I was going to end up, and then going through the rehab process after TJ. This one's been nice, being able to just go to the facility and play catch and kind of be able to meet up with different guys and play catch. Like, I've caught up with Isaiah Campbell a couple times just to play catch with him, and then a couple other guys that are out in AZ as well.
When you look back, when you came back last year, what percentage do you think you were at, especially compared to now?
Well, it's hard to put it into a percentage because I think my first couple rehab games were actually further along than my last couple, just because that little inflammation thing that got stuck in the radial head. But I was close in the last week of the season where if we had of. Obviously, we didn't make the playoffs or anything like that, but if we were in that hunt, then I would have been able to get back. I was close enough to get there. I don't know how the stuff would have been as far as that way, but everything was doing what it needed to do, and I think if you get that inflammation out with a little bit more of a kind of going through and being able to play catch and do my normal stuff, I would have been good to go. So I think we were really close, and fortunately it didn't work out, but... Now it gives me another 6 months of off season to try and build that strength up a little bit more as well.
Have you been able to tell any difference in terms of where you're in terms of like action on your stuff? Or
it's always hard. Bullpens are tough because you don't have that adrenaline rush. You don't have that. But compared to where my bullpens have been, like I use a Rapsodo that I have, and compared to where all of my data points and stuff like that have been, it's on par or slightly better than where I have been in previous off seasons. So that's a nice little adjustment to have, which has been good. But at the end of the day, I don't trust anything until I see a hitter swing. You could have the best numbers in the world, but if a hitter's on it, he's on it. And if he's not, then it's a lot better when they're not.
Do you look at yourself as a closer of the team?
No, I look at myself as a reliever, and if I win that job in spring training, then that's what it is. But look, I haven't pitched in almost, well, I think I saw something, it was like 900 days or something like, something ridiculous. I haven't had a full season or too much work since 22, so it's been a while. And I don't want to ever be given anything. I want to make sure I earn everything I get, and so yeah, it's going to be a competition come spring training between whoever they deem in that mix, and hopefully I get an opportunity.
You were teammates with Crochet, obviously, mm-hmm. in Chicago. How excited were you for that move?
I was pumped. He's really good for my self-esteem because he giggles at everything, so it's fantastic. But he's also great. Like, he's a fantastic human being, and now I think the noise of the trade going away is, well, noise of is he going to be traded, is he not going to be traded, has gone, and so that's, I think he's going to settle in really nicely. I think it's going to be great. So I know his wife has reached out to Christy, and I've reached out to him as soon as it was announced. So it's, I'm excited for him to come out here and show Boston what he's got. And he's special. He's fun to watch. He does some things that there's not too many people that can do. So it's going to be a fun time.
What are those things? Like, when you watched him when you were teammates in 22 and both, what did you see from him? And was there curiosity on your part? Like, does he belong in, with our group, or should he be on that 5-day program?
I mean, I'm always wanting him to be in the pen, but that's just me being selfish because I enjoy him. But his stuff was incredible. I mean, you've got a lefty that can sit back and have that leg kick that he does and still throw 100. And then not only that, when he was in the pen with us, he didn't really have the tighter cutter that he started implementing a little bit more last year. So he had the bigger one, but he was just being able to blow guys away with one pitch and then maybe mix in something with a bit of a wrinkle every now and then. But yeah, it's just the big one to the small one to the fastball to the changeup. It's just the guy has a good feel for almost every pitch he throws, and it's any pitch before he even starts throwing, he has a pretty good feel for it. So it's gonna be a fun time to watch him here, and I'm excited for it.
How do you feel about the team? Just some of the moves that Craig has made since the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's I feel like he's a little bit biased towards lefties, but. But other than that, like, I love him. I mean, I've reached out to every guy we've got between Justin and Garrett and Aroldis and Walker and a couple guys as well. But, everyone seems pretty pumped to be here. I mean, getting an opportunity to play for the Boston Red Sox is not something that they should ever take lightly. And we've added a bunch of swing and miss, which is great, which is one thing that I think we really not necessarily lack, but we weren't where we needed to be with that. And adding a couple of those guys in there like that, and I'm excited. Now I've had an opportunity to work with Craig, Kenley, and now Aroldis, which are probably the three preeminent or three dominant closers of our generation. So I'm excited to learn from him. And I mean, I've heard from reaching out to different people, I heard he's great in the clubhouse. Like, I'm really excited for what he can bring as far as that veteran Latin influence, especially on guys like Bayo and some of these up and coming with Rafa and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be great. And then Walker just brings that, it brings an attitude that I think is going to be that over exuberant confidence and bordering on arrogance. And that's just something that I think that's going to be great. He's got that winning attitude, and he holds himself in such that little stature. I think it's going to be fantastic, and I hope it leeches off onto a lot of other people here. Cause I think, conversations with all these guys have been fantastic, and I'm excited for it.
How much are you looking forward to just the opportunity, a month out from spring training to get together with a bunch of your teammates and kind of start thinking about what the 2025 Red Sox
look like? It's going to be fun. Obviously, you'd catch up, you see how these guys or the off season's gone, and see who's gotten a little fatter, who's gotten a little bit better shape, and all this fun stuff. But I'm excited. This is my first fan fest since 2019 as well, so it's been I think maybe 2020, but I haven't had an opportunity to do these things. I love these things. It's an opportunity for us to sign autographs. It's not an onus or anything like that. If someone wants your autograph, it's a privilege. You don't get the opportunity to do this your entire career. So any chance I get to come out here and do anything like that, sign autographs, take photos, this is something that I enjoy doing.
A little bit off topic, but Netflix, have you seen any part of it? And are you nervous? Are you excited?
I haven't seen any of it yet. I think my wife is more nervous than I am. obviously me and my off-kilter comments can go a couple of different ways. But at the end of the day, like, it's naturally, I think it's going to be great as far as showing guys' personalities, because it's little things where you see them in an interview, you see them in on TV, you see them in something a little bit not scripted per se, but it's a little bit more controlled, where this is just the day-to-day ins and outs. And I think it's going to really show some guys' personalities and who they are. And I think it'll end up being really cool.
Awesome.
Nailed it.
Perfect.